Aircheckdownloads.com.
That's the latest BBC Essex news.
Thank you, Caroline.
Tony Fisher. The sound of Essex.
And thank you to Emma for a splendid show, as always, getting us up and raring to go for a chilly but sunny Saturday. It's Tony in for Ian and Steve from now till 2. Taking a turn around the dance floor. I'm out of breath already. It's only 7 minutes in. How are you? Good morning. That's a great way to start the Saturday show, isn't it? The Tramps, Back to the 70s, of course. The ultimate disco song and disco inferno. You can almost see the mirror ball going round on the ceiling, can't you? How are you? Welcome to the weekend. And, well, Steve and Ian are having a well-earned break this week. So it's Tony Fisher with you between now and 2 o'clock. Got a busy show, as always, and some fantastic songs right through the morning. And we're going to be reminiscing big style. I'll tell you why in a second or two. But if you love great music, there's a number one from 1980 that I want to play here, which I haven't heard on the radio in ages. So iconic. A comeback song for the Temptations and something from the 60s from the Hollies, all on the way in the next 20 minutes. What else have we got for you today?
The sound.
The sound of Essex. And all the music you love. BBC.
Now, a warning comes with the show. We're a bit calorific today because Essex Uncovered is talking all about sweet shops. Smile, a song and a bonbon. I'll tell you more in a second or two. Also, our Saturday showdown. This is going to be very controversial today as we go back to the 1970s. Forget David and Goliath. It's the David and the David. Essex and Cassidy go head-to-head. More of that a little bit later. Work out our outdoor place of the week. I wonder where we're going to go. We'll give you some clues along the way. And, of course, we also keep our step count going. Steve and Ian do this every week. Find out how our latest participants are getting on. And then in the final hour of the show, if you've got any gardening queries, then Lucy Chamberlain will be with us between 1 and 2 o'clock today. Any gardening questions you've got, we'll open the lines just before 1. And that's how we're going to do it over the next 4 hours, right here on BBC Essex on a glorious Saturday morning.
Tony Fisher. BBC. BBC Essex.
Now, what have I got in my hand here? I got a quarter of midget gems. Oh, we're talking about sweet shops. You see, Steve and Ian are having a well-earned break this week, and they've left me in charge. I'll water the plants, I'll plump the cushions, and turn the lights off when I leave. Very honoured and very house-trained I am. But today, like Jackie Wilson, I got the sweetest feeling and thought we'd just talk a little bit about sweet shops. Now, I know, because I love listening to Steve and Ian every weekend, and I know that they like to talk about things that take us to the past. Last week, of course, it was all about those railways. Some fascinating stories came out. So let's have a little walk down to the high street or the corner shop. Where did you buy your sweets? That's what I want to know. When you were small, where was that very first sweet shop you went into? Did you feel like Charlie Bucket in the Chocolate Factory? What did it look like? What did you buy? Were sweets weighed out, or did you prefer to choose penny sweets, maybe? Maybe there was a particular chocolate bar that we're very fond of. Let's be honest, they were massive, weren't they? When we were young, chocolate bars were proper big. Perhaps you worked in a sweet shop, or maybe made sweets and sold them yourself, or maybe worked in a factory that made confectionery. We would love to take to the good old fashioned sweet shops and hear some of the memories that you might have today. So give us a call. 0800 111 4041 is the number. You can WhatsApp us, of course. You can tweet 81333. Just start your tweet with the word Essex if you want to send us a text. You can tweet me direct if you like. I'm at Tony Fisher Live, or leave a message for me on Facebook or Instagram. Loads of ways to get in touch, but I would love to hear from you. Can you remember? Take me back to that sweet shop you used to go to. And I want to throw something else in here, because I don't know if this is true or not, but I do have a memory of buying my sweets from a dear old lady who lived down the street from where we lived. And we actually used to go into her front room and she had boxes she got from the cash and carry. Now, I don't know how accurate that is. Maybe that was you. Maybe I bought my sweets from you back in the day.
NewJackDownloads.com.